Now,
we are delirious.
We are talking some motor racing. Now, KO has recently launched their game-changing freebies, and KO freebies are available to stream online through kosports.com.au and the KO Sports app. And the first live freebie, one of Australia's most iconic tracks, the Mount Panorama 500. It starts this Friday, so February 26th. And joining us now from Tickford Racing, he was the runner-up to Scotty McLaughlin last year. He's a KO ambassador, Cam Waters. How are you, Cam?
Yeah, good, mate. Yourself?
Very well, thanks. Great to have you on the program. How do you feel about starting at Bathurst? Because this is certainly unique.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty full-on, that's for sure. So it's, you know, one of the coolest racetracks in Australia. Well, it is in Australia and probably in the world. And, yeah, it's pretty crazy going around there. So if you get it wrong, you're in the fence in a big way. So, yeah, there's a few new cars that's going to get, baptised at Bathurst this year.
Yeah, Cameron, I was going to ask, what's it like for drivers that haven't had too much experience in their cars on that track? And how different is it to a lot of the other tracks around Australia?
Well, the sort of place you actually have to creep up on it. And, you know, other tracks, there's always a little bit of runoff. So, you know, if you break a bit late somewhere, you can run off in the grass or in the gravel trap. And, you know, the mechanics are angry because the car's dirty. But you know, at Bathurst, you do that. You're in the fence, you know, in a big way as well. So it's the sort of place you actually have to treat with a little bit of respect. And like I said, you just have to creep up on it during practice. And, make sure it doesn't bite you.
Hey, Cam, what type of strategy or how does the strategy change in this race compared to the normal Bathurst 1000?
Yeah, so we'll be doing two 250k races, one Saturday, one Sunday, which is much the same as what we do to start the season in Adelaide. But, yeah, you know, when we usually go to Bathurst, it's 1,000k, two drivers. So, yeah, a massively different format. But yeah, it's not a format that's new to us. We know and have done these before.
How do you feel about, you know, I saw Mark Scaife's comments that, you know, it's like giving kids two Christmases in having two events at Bathurst in the same calendar year. Would you like it just to happen once a year, or are you happy to race there more than once as you are this year?
Oh, you probably need to ask me after the weekend, to be honest. Yeah, it'll be interesting going there. You know, with a different format, and yeah, it'd be interesting to see if it, you know, takes anything away from the 1000 or, you know, just adds to it because, you know, you go to the coolest track in Australia twice in a year. So, yeah, it'll be interesting, but super pumped to get there and get our season underway and, yeah, to do it at Bathurst, it's even better.
Who are the teams and drivers to watch this year, mate, and what are your expectations personally?
Look, there's going to be a lot of competitive cars this year. You know, it gets tougher every year. I think you can't go past Triple Eight and DJR. I think our team will be quite strong and, yeah, Walking Shores as well. So those are the, you know, the teams to beat, I feel. And, you know, for me, we ended up second last year in the championship. So you only want to keep improving and there's only one more spot to go. So, yeah, hopefully we can go for a championship this year, but yeah, for me, it's more about, you know, just building on what I've done over the past few years and make no mistakes.
Do you agree with a lot of the experts who say that the series will be more open now without Scotty McLaughlin there?
Look, there's two ways here. You look at it, obviously, you can, you look at it as there'll be other people winning races, but for me, I would have really loved to be able to go after and try and beat him this year. Head to head, but yeah, it is what it is. I wish him all the best over in IndyCars, and it's a pretty cool opportunity that he's doing at the moment.
Tell us just personally. I know, you know, you're from Victoria. What toll did 2020 take on you?
Look, it wasn't too bad for me because we got out of Victoria and we were still racing. You know, we were away for 3.5-4 months on the road having our season, so we missed that big lockdown last year in Victoria, but yeah, for us it was important to get away and still get a season done, and yeah, we managed to do that.
Is there, in the sprint rounds this year, Cam, is there bonus points on offer? Is there for the fastest lap in a race?
Yeah, I believe so. I read something about it, but I haven't actually looked too far into it. But it won't really change how I attack it. You go out every race and you want to go as fast as you can. I probably should do some reading up to see how many points it's worth, shouldn't I?
No, I was just wondering whether you'd change your, well, not so much your strategy, but you go out hard and bank those points, or you just conserve and sort of go for a spot on the podium?
Well, I think you need to look at how many points it's worth. If it's not worth many, there's probably not much point, going after it. But in the race, you can go out of the pits and push really hard and try and do a fast lap, but it does, take a toll on your tyres and will hurt you at the other end of the race. So, got to weigh it up, I guess, and see what's better for the points at the end of the race.
Well, Cam, it's set to be a massive year for you. Really appreciate your time this morning. Good luck and enjoy round one at Bathurst this weekend.
Yeah, cool. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Cam Waters there with Tab. He is joint second favourite to take out the championship this year. So Shane Van Gisbergen, $3. And then you have Wincup and Waters, both at $4.50. This is Wincup's final season as well, set to retire from driving full-time after this year. Will Davidson is on the next line of betting at $7.50. And the other drivers in single digits here, Anton Di Pasquale and Chaz Mostert, both at $9.21 and longer the rest. Now, sports fans can access KO Freebies by simply downloading the KO app and creating an account. KO Freebies are free and no credit card details are required to sign up and start streaming. There will be new live events each month, regular live games from selected sports, together with replays, KO minis and special events featuring documentaries and classic matches. Just head to kosports.com.au or download the app.